Okay, let's do the next sugya. The beginning of the sugya of Tafra Koin. So the Gemara says, Davoba Min Aleph. Boy Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira asked the question, Tafra Echad Befoneinu Mahu. Back to the case of Shnaim Oichzim Vitalis. Two people holding on to a talis, and we said it belongs, Halacha L'maisa belongs to both of them. The Shvuish La'yekol Echad V'Echad Alech V'Tek V'Talisa Shechaveroi. But at the end of the day, either midin vadai or midin sofek, either because each one is holding half the talis, we say half the talis belongs to him, or because we don't know what to do, each one says kulashali, we give them both the talis. What would be the case if tukfa echad b'faneinu? If one, says Rashi, grabbed in front of us, says Rashi, aleph, haitziyah miyat chaveiroi b'chazoker, he took it from his friend, no, with force, and now it's all in one person's hands before they made the shvua. Why does Rashi say before they made the shvua? Not really clear. I guess once you make the shvua, that's a psak, I suppose. Okay.
Interesting choice of words,
bechazaka. Meaning strength, forcefully. I know, it doesn't mean chazaka. King of chazaka. Yeah, you know, no, b'chazka is the right word. You know, there's one person grabbed the talis, two people holding onto it, Shnayim Ochzim Talis, and one grabbed it, b'chazka, strength, and right now it's all in his hand. Kedim Shnishbu, they didn't make the shvu yet.
Why do you have to use the word b'chazka at all? Because Hatsiyam Mechavera alone would be enough. Hatsiyam Miyad Chavera.
Right.
You shouldn't need the word at all.
In front of us.
Yeah,
in front of us.
Name, right?
Well, maybe maybe with Raya's called Olam Govar, maybe. Okay, fine. Maybe we'll get it might become clear if we learn this sugi a little bit better. Good question. Adarabha. This is a difficult sugi. It's worthwhile to learn it together. So, in other words, both of them are holding on to the talis. Reb Zeira's question is, if one grabs the talis, in front of us. In other words, two people coming to a talis, yachloiku. One guy says, hey, that's mine. He grabs it away. Now it's mine. Do we change the psak? Or do we not change the psak? Very simple. Ma'uchur. He might say, what's halacha? What is it? Hechidomi. What are we talking about? Either shosik, if he's quiet when one guy grabs it. Again, Yossi. Two people holding on to a talis, one guy grabs it in front of us. Tok fe'echad b'faneinu. So Gemara says, what's halacha? Gemara says, what do you mean? Either shasik, if the guy's silent while other guy grabs it from him, I do ya idilei. So obviously he admits that it belongs to him. So clearly we'll give it to the second person. Either katzavach, if he's screaming and he says, no, don't do that, may have a leila mevat. So clearly it goes back to the original halacha. So Gemara says, so what are we talking about? That we have a shayla? What's Reb Zeira's question? Gemara says, "Loi tzricha." You must be talking about the shosig miikara v'hadot tzavach. First he's quiet, and then he screams. My, what's halacha? Midi ishtik. Since he's quiet in the beginning, I do ya I delay. See, he's admitting that it belongs to the other person. I do mano kiven kizak tzavach. Since at the end he does protest, hashtag loy milste kiven kizavach hashtag. Since now he protests. Igloi Milse, it reveals the Haidi Shashi Mikova, the reason why he kept quiet in the beginning, Sova Kechazile Rabbonon. He says, hey, the rabbis are seeing it, so I don't have to protest. Then after a while, nobody does anything, so he protests. So the question is that a protest or not? So the way you learn Pasha Pshat the Gemara, I don't see there's anything major about this Gemara, right? Very simple Gemara, nothing more to talk about. The Gemara says, okay, two people holding onto a talis, and one guy grabs it in front of us, before they make the shvua. So what's halacha? So the Gemara says, well, wait, let's go slowly. If he admits it, shtika kaida. If he's quiet, shtika kaida. So clearly it belongs to the person who grabbed it. That means he admits it's his. And the tefisa helps. When he grabbed it away, it belongs to the new guy. The Gemara says, if he screams, then clearly that's not going to help. Then the tefisa does not help. So what's halacha? Back to yachleiku. Right? Now, by the way, there's two ways to learning this when you protest. Why, when you protest, we say, no, my havalei lemevat, clearly goes back. There's two ways of learning, and it might depend. The Rishonim is mashma to Lishonis. It might depend why you give the talis originally to both guys. Which means, some Rishonim say the reason why when you protest, right, then we say it doesn't work, the answer is because when you're protesting, so I'm saying that all you are is a tafus. All you are is you grabbed it away. You don't have more than that. Since I was a muchzik first, because I was holding on to the talis, you are only a grabber, and I'm a muchzik, clearly belongs to me. That's one pshat the way the Shainim learn. Other Shainim seem to say that not because when you grab it, all you are is the toughest, and the first guy is a muchzik in the beginning, but rather, that when you grab it, so then you're a gazlan. If you're a gazlan, we don't deal with gazlanim. Put it back the way it was. That's what other Shainim seem to learn. And clearly it would depend on why this talis. In the beginning, we say yachleiku. If you say yachleiku midin vadai, you come with half a talis, means half it belongs to you. Muchzik, you consider muchzik on half of it. So then, because the person grabbed it, he's a grabber. It means nothing. Doesn't prove anything. But if the reason why a person we say it's his, because we don't know what to do with it, it's a suffix, then there's reason to believe that when a guy grabs it, so what if he grabs it? At the end of the day, we don't know it's yours to begin with. It's only a suffix to begin with. So now that it's yours, let's keep it by you. Therefore, the reason they have to say why it's no good, because once you grab something, you're a ganef. You ganef, we don't deal with gazlanim, put it back the way it is. Meaning, the two ways of learning why when you grab it, it's no good, might depend on the two ways why a person gets it. Meaning, what I'm trying to say is really that if the only reason why we say yachleiku is two people holding on talis means absolutely nothing. It doesn't mean it's his at all. It doesn't mean he picked it up more than the other guy. It's a suffix. We don't know what to do. You know what? Both of them holding on to it. Let's give it to both of them. Then there's a svara to say that when a person grabbed it in front of us, now it belongs to him. He has it. The only reason we don't say that, because grabbing it is not a normal situation, that shows he's a ganav. That's why the other Rishonim point out that way. But it's not important. The bottom line is, clearly, that when a person is quiet, he's moida. When a person screams, he's the other guy is a ganef. So clearly, whoever took it is a ganef. That doesn't help anything. Bring it back to where it was. And the Gemara's question is a specific question. If you're quiet in the beginning, and then you scream at the end, is that considered that you're moida? Or is that considered, no, I was not moida. The reason why I kept quiet is because I figured everybody's seeing it. Once it didn't work, so I ended up screaming. It's a very specific question, only in the case of Shosak, Mirbusayev, Tzavach, and that seems to be Rabbeinu's question. Clear?
Yeah, because if he did scream, it doesn't matter whether it was Bifneinu or not Bifneinu. Only if he was quiet does it matter.
Correct. So since he did it Bifneinu and he kept quiet, there's a reason to say
right.
That the reason why I kept quiet is because you figured, why do I have to scream? There's actually a Rajba. Correct. The Rajba actually, but we don't know. The Rajba actually points out that how about if he keeps quiet and then he screams, not in Bezdin, but outside Bezdin. And the Rajba says it can go either way. We'll do that later on. But anyway, that's simple, the question of the Gemara. Very simple question of the Gemara. Shosak v'lebusoy tzavach. How do we look at that? Right? Fairly innocuous, fairly simple. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya. The Brisa says, Shnai Mefzi Metalis, Yachloiku, by Medvar Mamorim, where do I say Yachloiku, Sheshneim Adukimbo? If they're still holding on to it, both of them are still holding on to the Talis, that's when we say Yachloiku. Aval Hoysa Talis, Yoitzes Mitachas Yodesh Alechadmen, however the Talis, was holding out, only one of them was holding on to the talis. Look at Rashi. Yoitze mitach yad shalachemem. Yoitze levadoi, lifnei bezdin, mitachas yad. This guy is holding on to the talis. Shuhu levadoi ochuz bo, v'loi chaveiroi. In other words, the same scenario as the Mishnah. Both of them are saying kula shali, but only one guy is holding on to the talis. So in other words, by medvorm, sheshneim adukum avoyz taz yad shalachemem yad shalachemem, then we say, hamoitze mechaveiroi olav araya. That's the Gemara saying. In other words, when they both come to Bezna holding on to Talis, Yachloiku. If one of them is holding on to Talis, even though they both say they picked it up, Hamoitze Mechaveroi Olavaraya. So the Gemara, wait a second. Hey Chidomi, what's that case talking about? Inema Kediktoni, If it's talking about that one guy's holding on to the talis, the simple way, one guy's holding on talis, and the other guy says, yeah, it's mine, pshita. Obviously, it belongs to that guy. Clearly, what's the chiddush? Elo must be talking about, what must be the case? Elo shetokfa echad b'faneinu. It must be that originally they were both holding on to it, and the one guy grabbed it away in front of us, and on that the Gemara says, ha'motzi mechaveiro ola v'raif. So clearly we see that shosak v'leb soif shavach, it belongs to the second person, ha'motzi mechaveiro ola v'raif. That's the raya of the Gemara. Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva asks a simple question. Wait a second. How do we know this case is talking about shosak v'leb soif shavach? Maybe it's talking about the guy's murder, the guy's quiet all along. Talk for Echad b'Faneinu, and the person was quiet. Push it. Why did today it's talking about a case of Shavzak b'Mesayv Shavach? And that's the riot to our case. Who says? Oh, it says the two people holding on to it, no good. One guy's holding on to it, then it belongs to him. Can't be that he just comes to bed holding on. That's push it. Clearly that's not the case. So what's the case? That you're both holding on to it, one guy grabs in front, says, well, no, maybe it's Shavzak b'Mesayv Shavach, maybe it's the guy's quiet. And that's why we say it belongs to him. Answers the Ritva, the reason why it doesn't say that is not because of Pshita. But you know why? Because what's the halacha if the Mishnah says that if one guy grabs it in front of us, correct? Then what's the halacha? What do we say? What does the Mishnah say? What does the Braisa say? Toshma, that if both of them holding on to it, but if one guy grabs it, what's the psak? Says the Ritva, if the guy is quiet, then Hoidos, Baldin, Kimeid, and Dombi, then the raya is not going to help. Because the guy is moida. So he does what they command him to me. It's not going to work. That is what the Ritva says. So therefore, it must be talking about the halacha would not be true if the guy grabbed it. The raya is not correct. And raya of Adam is not going to help because the guy was moida. So it must be talking about shosak with beside tzavach. In such a scenario, how much would have been over raya?
Why can't it just be tzavach then?
What?
Why can't it just be
tzavach? The guy is tzavach. And clearly, when the guy Savach, the guy says, you got it, then clearly we're not going to give it to him. So he must be talking about Shasim Sai Savach. That's the Ritva. Make sense? Joe, you're looking puzzled.
No, I think
it's a simple pshat in the Gemara. Look in the Ritva Yeshanim, number one. El Olav, if you're going to talk for Echad Bufoneinu, Kaloima, the Braisa that says, Bamedvor Mushnei Madukumoy, Abel, Yetetach Nitach Yodesh Rehem Amos Kolov Raya, must be talking about talk for Echad Bufoneinu, otherwise it's Poshet. Kolayma, the ishtik will beside tzavach. Must be that he's quiet, and then he screams. The ishtik will beside light tzavach if he's quiet all along, and that's the case. Hoiduye oidele. He's moida. Vesulay matzil maitse raya. Then raya is not going to help, because hajjans machadim kemeidim dom. He's more than edim. Uke depresh
neil. But it's not only ishtik, it has to be b'fneinu too.
It is b'fneinu. Tafiach b'fneinu. What do you mean? If Mar says already, if it's not b'faneinu, and the guy comes with a talus, that's pashut. The guy comes with a talus, and all the guys say, oh, it's mine. Well, too bad. Meaningless. So it must be talking about that talk b'faneinu. And it must be talking about shas and sen sabach, hence we have a raya.
No, what if he's quiet because he knows he has proof? He knows he has Adam. Maybe that's why he didn't.
Well, you want something even when he's quiet? Yeah, then we say?
Because he knows he has Adam waiting outside.
The Gemara says, Adiyah Oidele. What does that mean? I'm thinking, plus from Shadi Mar. The way Ritva learns, Adiyah Oidele, Hadol Badin Kabeid and Dami. Shantan Sev Savach. Yeah, then we can say that it's talking about the Shantan Sev Savach, and therefore, you have to bring a riot with Adim.
To Seth's point, yeah, the Gemara says that, but then it also says that if he did it with Nano, maybe he didn't yell.
But that's only
the
Savach. Only at the end he could protest. If he doesn't protest at the end, we don't say it. Exactly. If he never protests, the Gemara says, the Oidele. So that's the parameter of the Gemara. By the way, this little Ritva is the basis to the Gra in Shulchan Aruch. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Gra, very nice. Number two, Bo Shnei Madukim. This is Halacha Shulchan Aruch, our little Tukva B'Faneinu. Bo Shnei Madukim, two people come holding on to the Talis. V'Shamta Echot Miyat Chaveiroi B'Faneinu. And one grabs it from his friends. In front of us, the shosak hasheni, and he's quiet. Afa pisha chaza v'tzavach, even though he screams at the end, ein matina yisum yodoy, hamayit mechaber al raya, Shekivin she shoftek betchila harezek kamoydeloi. Right? Says the Rambam Hago v'yesh aimrim dafilu mei v'edim achkach shishloi loy mahanilei doydot baden kameidim dogmi. Says the Gra, that's not going on the second case of shoftek betchila tzava, because that's the Gemara that Hamosh Mechaveh Lo V'Raya helps with Edim, right? Hamosh Mechaveh Lo V'Raya means with Edim. And on that, the Gemara says, Shot Sakim L'Sayim Shavach is the scenario that the Bryce is talking about. Says Gro, when the Ramah says that Edim does not help, is talking about in the case where he's quiet all along. Look in the Gro. Zelot Koya L'Areshem, She Shot Sakim L'Gamrei, Dibisefo, Shechosa V'Tzavach, V'Adai Nemon V'Raya. Ukmasha Kosa, what's a raya? Toshma, Bamezva Amurim, Hamoitz Michael of Raya, Rashi says with Edim, Shmamino, the Beraya Nemon, Ukmashkosa, the Master Bissiv Zai Bago, Blue Raya, etc., etc. Vudas or Ritvo, Shiksha Vigimorakom, the Koma Elishak Mechpanenu, Vixa de Moshah Sakle Gamre, Vitizen, Kamaraya, Kamasha is Gamre, Dos Boy. So in other words, the Ritvo brings a raya, the Ritvo brings a raya from the Ritvo, like this same halacha, which means, let's analyze. When a guy grabs in front of us and a person is quiet, then we say, all along, grabs in front of us, then, even if you bring a riot, then it's yours afterwards, too late. You're moida, he does not in command on me. But if the person is quiet and then screams, so we say that the halach is amoshkal of riot, we say that it belongs to him, but then Edim works, right? That's the way he learns Pshat in the Gemara, but it's Baal in Shat Gemara. You following? Simple Pshat Gemara. Comes along the Rishonim, the Asna Achronim ask, Nochem and others ask, wait a second, something doesn't fit. Why doesn't it fit? I'm surprised nobody asked me the question. Shosak vile besoif tzavach. What? Shosak vile besoif tzavach. It's either two things. Either we say, he's quiet because he really wants to get it, and therefore we say back Yachleiku, it doesn't belong to him. Or Shosak vile besoif tzavach, we say, is really called a Haida, and therefore it belongs to the guy who grabbed it. So if it's Haida and it belongs to the guy who grabbed it, Haida wasn't commanding them. Why does Edim help? Just like Edim doesn't help by Shosak from beginning to end, because it's Haida wasn't commanding them, so too Edim should not help if Shosak was beside Shosak, if we're giving it to him. If you tell me we don't give it to him because it's not a raya at all, he kept quiet because he said Chazal will see, Rabbanim see what I'm doing, and therefore I don't bother screaming. So then we say back, you know what, Yachleiku, you're right, you can't grab it. But if we say you could grab it, it must be because it's considered a haida. So it's an haida. So why did Edim help?
Because you undermine your haida.
What do you mean? If it's haida, it's haida.
Because once you protest, then we're not sure that your shtika was a
hodah. Okay, I know, but the Gemara's question is shosak. We had a simple Gemara. Shosak or besides shavah. What's the question? Is it like a hodah or is it not a hodah? Not a hodah means yachleiku. Sorry, you cannot grab it. Hodah means it belongs to you. Why? Because I'm moided and it's yours.
Okay, well,
since I'm moided and it's yours, how is it different than every time I'm moided it's yours? And Aiden does not help. Why here does Aiden yes help? We just read the simple binaculous Gemara. Something doesn't fit. So this question has the three answers given. Three terutim, three separate answers. Look at number 1a. Dinei divrei ritvo bago lo yisbar kol atzorech. Amai v'shosak v'besoif tzavach mahani raya d'lechoyle. Lahach tzad d'have hoido hareza hoido baldim gemuro. That's why we don't say yachloiku. We say the tfisa helps. Why? Because he admits that it is. V'hadda kashalei, heich mahani v'ze edim. Simple question. Joe, you're following?
Yeah.
What's the simple answer? When something is missing, not learning the Gemara, pashup shat, correctly.
Because the Gemara with Rab Zera says, we don't know what shasak v'yachat ala means if it was bitnei.
Correct.
We don't know.
What are the two ways?
The two ways, it could either mean he was Moshe.
And therefore, we and don't say Yachleiku, he gets to keep it. Right.
Or he assumed that Basin would do something they didn't. So he was.
And therefore, he doesn't get to keep it. He does not get to keep it.
Get
if we paskin that the guy gets to keep it,
That means that we paskened our shayla that when he was quiet, you know, he protested at the end, it's a hoidah.
That's if you say the guy keeps it.
Correct. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, he gets to keep it.
If
right?
The guy doesn't,
that means it's a hoidah. If it's a hoidah, like a regular hoidah, if he quiet all along, if it says, that's an area on our, because then we would say Aiden does not help. So why does Aiden help over here?
Wait, Aiden can help anytime.
No! My dog didn't Aiden help. Your response is not.
You're wearing my tie, right? What's your response going to be? Prove it. So if I come and prove it,
yeah,
then
but
it's fine.
But
so how is that any different?
Maybe say, her dog didn't come Aiden, don't me. The Ritva says, that's his raya. The Ritva raya that our case must be talking about Shasim Saitorach. He says he cannot be talking about that he's trusting with Chilavat Zoid, because then Aiden is not going to help. He doesn't bother him, command him, Dovi. So you want to argue it. What's the basis of the argument? I hate the Svara. You tell me new Kiddush. Rav Nachum wants to say such a thing. But that's Pasha Nafras. He doesn't bother him, command him, Dovi means, I admit it's yours. More than Aiden.
But I can always remove an
eye. Not when I'm He doesn't bother him.
Why not?
But Hoydah's been, I'm saying it's yours. I admit it's yours more than Aiden.
You never even say it's mine.
It's Kimmy Aiden, maybe. It's not exactly.
They come with a new Kiddush. I don't know if that's true in Hoydah's Badin. That's a massive Kiddush. Pashup Shat and the Ritva learns like this. And my question is, before we get to the new Pshatim, what's Pshat in the Ritva? The Ritva, the way the Ritva learns, is if I'm quiet, then we say Hoydah's Badin, Kimmy Aiden, Dummy. If I'm quiet and I'm Shavak, it can be either one of two scenarios. Either it's not a Hoydah, and therefore the treatise does not help back to Yachloiku, or like the Shulchan Aruch Paskim, nah, it is a Haidah, treatise does help, no Yachloiku. But if it's Haidah, so why can't you bring Aiden afterwards?
So it's the third category.
What's
maybe
the third?
It's not a real category, maybe it's not a full.
Oh. So the three ways to answer it.
Or is that fully the book?
Three ways to answer it. One answer, the way of Shmuel explains, it's a more balabatish answer. Shmuel gives an answer and he says that Number 4a. Which means that you're right. He was shafsak v'b'sayf tzorach. The two scenarios are not either it's a haidah, either it's a protest, and therefore it's not tafus yachloiku, or it's a haidah. Even if it's haidah, but we always keep in the back of our mind that he still protested. So therefore, if nothing happens afterwards, he gets to keep it. But if you can show afterwards Aiden and show that both sense, that even though he was Maida and we gave it to him, but the protest still stands, and therefore he brings Aiden to show that he kept quiet for that reason, then we'll revert it back. It always stays in the situation of suffering. When Igmar says, Shatzach, but besides Tzavach, you might never meant to say it's a complete Haidah. It always stays like, it stays like a minimum type of scenario, and if you could bring back Aiden, it would work, and that's the way the Shmuel says. Somewhat balabatish, number 4a. If he's quiet and then he screams, Im Yavi Aiden. List of Haidah, if he shows Aiden to show, that is, even though he admitted it, it wasn't really true. Tachinam liyashev shelaitista haidah leedim. V'talim v'kule alme shelaitzikan haidah uksval tagmah dechazin abanon. We'll always try and rectify his words. Avo b'shashik v'tchil avatsoif shein v'mer lishleit levat hodosoi v'adaz v'ad nedim ulevim hanedius kenegda. In other words, if the guy's quiet, then Eidim is not going to help. V'shashik v'tchil avatsoif v'tzavach, we keep both. What's the raya from a Rambam? Look in the Rambam. The Ram says in Peg Zayin Tzayin Halacha Zayin, Misha Haidah Bebezin Shechayv Zemona. Let's say a person comes to Bezin and says, you know what? I owe Seth $1,000. Haidah Bebezin Kemeyim Domi. And then he comes afterwards and he says, ooh, I remember now, I paid him up already. Is he believed to say he paid him up? No. If he brings Aiden, is he believed to say he paid him up? Why? Haidah Bebezin Kemeyim Domi. I owe you $1,000. So he says, because if we can try and fit his original words, that even though I say, oh, your $1,000 generally means I owe you the money, but since we can show Aiden afterwards to show it's not a steerer to his words, we're always going to try and do that. In other words, even by the Haidah's Badin, if the Aiden can somehow rectify his words, we will always stay with that. And therefore, Shasak v'blusay tzavach, even though it's a Haidah, we give it him, and the toughest wins, but if we can always bring Aiden, we'll always try and do that in order not to in order not to go against it. That's one shot.
That ties into how you understand what does well then.
Why?
It's a nemonis issue.
As opposed to the schaibus?
Right, because if you misguide yourself, you could bring 1,000 made. How do you, this is,
and if you say a dog but then committed dog means also nemonis more than 100 aiden.
No, no, but if it's a schaibus, right? So even though I paid up the previous loan, if I say I owe you $1,000, then that's
it's a new schaibus. It becomes a new schaibus.
Right, if it's a din nemonis, then fine. And then you say you made a mistake, and then if you could bring aiden that you made a mistake, then we'll believe it.
Okay, perhaps. I hear that. If you're holding nemonis, it might be more than 1,000 aiden, but okay, fine. That's one way to answer it. There's another way, by the way, which is the Ram. Listen to how the Ram learns Pshat. It's a Shittim Kizim brings it around. It says, based on the Ram, Pshat and Gemara here. He says, when the Gemara said in the beginning, either Shasak, it's his. Tzavach, it's not his. Shasak, little bit say Tzavach. What's the halacha? The Gemara's question was not whether when I'm Shasak, little bit say Tzavach, do I mean Shtika Kaido, or do I mean I'm protesting? The way we learn Pshat. No. The Gemara knew all along that it's a Safek Haidah. The Gemara knew all along that Shasak B'Sayf Tzavach is a Safek Haidah. What was the Gemara's question? No, that Shasak B'Sayf Tzavach is not more than a Safek Haidah. That's the question. Why do I get the Talis? Do I get the Talis with because I'm a Vadai, Muchzik, and half? So when the person is a Safek Haidah, and at the same time, the other person, he's also a Vadai Muchzik, then a Safek Haidah is not going to change the Vadai Muchzik. But if the reason why I had a talis is only with Hilchei Safek, which means we don't know what to do with it, give it to both of them, so a Safek Haidah will uproot the fact the rights I have to talis, which is Hilchei Safek. The Ram learns that it must. I love this question. Is his? Is the talis Safek his? Machamina, if the Safek Haidah Shasak with the same Safek, is that going to give the other guy the talis, or is that not? That was the Gemara's question. The Ram says, look at number 3. Leitzchich the Ishtik will receive Tzavach. Nearly the Bainach and Mephasha. The Vadek cheated on the Haid Ishtik will receive Tzavach. Ikele Misle Baidah. Keeping the Ishtik. You can say that it's a Haidah because the guy kept quiet. Keep himself to Tzavach. So it's a Safek. El Hachi Kambol. And you know what the question is? Mi amrim and talazum et chile bit safik hai sa med. Bishu zesha takfa. Ay dilma, kino kila vikla meim la haid ishtik lab nishu maido. Eta nishu shu amir haid ishtik lish talazu. Ach mit chile lai shu mitel safik. Ay tal tay 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 you. Vichim et chikain. Ein safik hafa do. Mai tzimi dey vadai. So the rat. Success. Well, you give it to the person, even though it's only a Safek Haidah. Why? Because both of them are Safek. The only reason why I have to tell us a Safek, so Safek Haidah is going to counteract the fact that he has would work. That's the Tzitzis answer based on the Ram. So we have two answers. Comes with Reb Nachum with, like, a whole loop shot. He says like this. When the Gemara says, Shasak will observe Tzavach. So the way, I'm telling you what I think he means to say. He said like this, he asked a question. He said, wait a second. When the Gemara says, Shasak will observe Tzavach, right? So the Pashup Shal is, when I'm quiet all along, Shtika Kaidah is yours. When I'm screaming all along, you have no right taking it. Give it back. Put it back to the original state. When I'm Shasak will observe Tzavach, the Gemara's question is, it, the way we learn, is that a shtika kaidah, or is that not a shtika kaidah? Correct? Now, when the Gemara says, brings a raya from the case, with one guy grabs it, and it must be talking about shasim v'sayv tzavach, and therefore, what is it? It shows it's a, what is it?
The guy gets to hold on.
The guy gets to hold on, and therefore we say it's called a shtika kaidah, right? That's the raya of the Gemara. That the fact that the guy kept seeking it, it's shtika kaidah. Says of Nachum, so why does the Gemara call it Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Olav Arayim? That's not a lashon of Shtika Kaidah. Shtika Kaidah means it's yours. Not hamoitz mechaver levaraya. Hamoitz mechaver levaraya means that, oh yeah, we don't know what to do. You have it in the meantime. The other guy wants it. He has to bring a raya that is not yours. The fact that the Gemara chooses the lashon hamoitz mechaver levaraya doesn't show that the tzad that we're giving it to him is shtika kaida. Because if shtika kaida, it's his completely. It's haida, it's vadim kevedim dami. That's not hamoitz mechaver levaraya. Why is the Gemara saying, again, not there, the Gemara is raya, that if one guy grabs it, and might be talking about Shas and Say Sabah. So you see, it's Shtika Kaida. Says the Melachim, that's not a Shtika Kaida. How much we have a Raya? If you don't know what to do with it, keep it, and the other guy can prove it otherwise. That's not a Haidah's Badin. That's his question. Number 5. We lost a bright Victoni. Then tell us, Yachin Tachzio, the Echonem, how much we have a Raya? We named the Shas and Say Sabah. Chashiv Kaida. If you say that Shas and Say Sabah is like Haidah, that's the other Tzad. Have a ain't schiosoi, midin hamoitsi mechaver lavraya, ele midin haidot vadin. The chosman shaloi lai hevi edim, nakinim chayos vadai shaido. Vinimshi schiosoi take it, lamidem mechaver, midin haidot vadin. So why do you want to call it a mechaver lavraya? Says the Nochem, and I would have never even thought of it, such a simple chat. Says the Nochem, don't learn. Haida. Screaming. Not haida. Shotak, so it's Tovach, it's like a Haidah. That's not Shot. Learn it the other way. What's the other way? Quiet, Shtika Kaidah. Screaming, why do I give it to you when you're screaming? Because if you're screaming, then you're a goslin. When you're a goslin, I don't got to bring any rights. You took it away from me, you're a goslin? I'm sorry. Bring it back. You have no right taking it. You have no right grabbing it. That doesn't work over here. Shosak will beside Sabach makes it that the other guy is not a gossip. Not that it's Shtika Kaida, but Shosak will say Sabach is not a real Sabach. It's a Sabach with a Shtika first. So therefore, to say that the guy is a gossip and we don't give it to him, that we can't say. Torah makes it that no, we didn't see a mighty. We keep it by you. I'm much more clever. I am not born in that. So there was never a Havamina that is a real Haidah. Shabbat tells me that we don't look at a guy as a Goslin. Goslin, you gotta scream all the way. If you don't scream all the way, he's not a Goslin. What's the law that he's not a Goslin? He grabbed it. How much Mikhail? But Aiden would work. That's a job. So simple. Joe.
Yeah.
Well, come on. Let's read it inside. So beautiful. Number 5A. Look what he says. And you can learn from over here. The Gamla Hatzad, the Shosak, Vilusayv Tzavach, Havi Haidah, even when we say Shosak, Vilusayv Tzavach, is Haidah, he's not a real Haidah. B'chol Te'eles Haidah Hu Rak, L'Shvui Yelei Kemuchzik, V'Amoish Mechal Avraya. All it's telling me, the Shosak, Vilusayv Tzavach, can hold it in the meantime. The reason why tzvicha, when a guy screams all along, why do we give it back? When we see the guy grabbing it, then whoever that's a ganef. Sorry, put it back. You stole it. In other words, Tzvicha, if I scream all along, the guy's a ganef. Put it back.
Kind of only on half.
On half, yes. He's a ganef on half. I can't claim anymore the guy's a ganef on half. And therefore, we give it to him, but with I, with Raya, with Aiden, you can take it back. So what does Nachum do? He makes shot that it works because it's like Shtika Kaida, but it works that it's not a Tzvicha. And if it's not a screaming, keep it by him. He's not a Gosman. Keep it by him. If you bring Aiden, you can bring Aiden and take it back. Simple shot. So simple. Why don't we think of it? You hear that? You hear the lumbus and the amkus in shot in the Gemara. Shot like we say, Tzavach. According to this. And if Muchach, that's why the Ritva is mechalik between Shosak,
from beginning to end. There we say nothing, Adam is not going to help. But Shatam says, Tzava, even if it works, it doesn't work because it's like a shtika. It works that it's not a screaming, and therefore he's not a Gazan, and if you leave it by him, you bring Adam, you can take it back. Simple pshat, in Shatzak, will be saved Tzava. Let's go to the next step. Seth, you following?
I think we're saying that when you protest, you're undermining the original shtika. So it's enough to make the guy the mufsak. Right, so ikitzad, because we could reinterpret your silence.
Now that sounds like a shmuel, the reinterpret.
But according right? to this,
I don't want
to
say that. Not saying that. He's saying that it's not a gazdin. The way I explain it very simple. There's shatak, which is haidah. There's svicha, that's protesting. It means the guy's a gamut. Put it back. This action is not going to get you any further.
Even if svicha is a real hodah, then the game's over.
Right. So Shatak, the Bessai Shabach, he says, it's not a Hoidah at all. All it is that it's not a Tzvicha. It's not a protest. Once it's not a protest, you're toughest. Belongs to you. I bring Adim, I can take it away. The reason why a protest doesn't work, because the guy stole in front of me. That doesn't work. Once you don't have that claim that the guy stole in front of me, Boharaya, you're quiet. So even though it's not a Hoidah, it's not a Shtika Hoidah, belongs to him, Adim's going to work.
So then why would Rav Zera say that in the case of Bifneinu, it is a legitimate Tzvicha?
What, if the guy screams, not Shasak B'Tzai Tzavah?
Shasak
All it means,
there were two different opinions.
No, we're not
talking about that it's Shasak. The other is that he says, I didn't scream not because I was Modeh, I didn't scream because it was Bifneinu.
Correct.
Again, according to this paper, should make a
no,
difference.
No, yes, it does. Because if it means the first shot, so if it means the second shot, that means I didn't scream because of Fanenu, that means really I meant screaming. Therefore, if you took it, put it back. You're a Ganav. That's the second shot. The first shot is that no, it doesn't mean that. Rather, what does it mean? Not Haidah. No, it still means that it's not considered a protest.
But if it's not Fanenu, why shouldn't, if I'm first quiet and then scream, that should still say that the guy's a goddess. Put it back. Give me back a half.
Why?
Because I did scream.
In which case?
When Shazak Bilub Sof Tabak, not before.
But we pass from Shazak Bilub Sof Tabak. We don't say it's considered a protest. B'chal. We pass because the Gemara Shalom.
We
love
pass
because
we say that the whatever. Has the right to keep
correct.
It.
Correct. Right. Keep it. Well, so you ask me in the scenario where the other side of the Zera, we're not talking about the other side of the Zera. The other side of the Zera is that is considered a real protest. The first side is, I always learn the first is that it's a Haidah. Right? The fact that I screamed afterwards, too bad. You admit it already, it's too late. This side is, no, it's not a Haidah. It never is a Haidah.
Right.
All it is it doesn't fulfill the request that it's a real protest. And the guy gets it. Not because I'm a Haidah, it's not a real protest. I don't get your question.
No, because if you're going to say, then what's the difference between Shasak and Shasak B'Tzavah if you don't have this?
If you don't have this marriage?
Yeah, in both cases it should be hold off.
No, Shasak B'Tzavah means that, got it. Yachleiku. Because the reason why I didn't scream, because I took the Chazalei Rabbonim.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's only Bifneinu.
Correct.
But if it's not Bifneinu.
Name Konami, they're not. Who says not like that? Where do you see not like that? We don't argue that point. The whole of there is only Bifneinu. Agreed.
I understand that. I'm talking about the Gemara, the price.
The price is also only Bifneinu. Because once it's not Bifneinu, the guy comes with the talus, it's no Shaila. So the whole Gemara is only talking about Bifneinu. The whole scenario, the Shulchan Aruch, everything, the price, everything is Bifneinu. He's just saying pshat in the shoulder. I think it's a nice pshat, it's correct that. I'm showing you why I'm showing this, that there's another way to learn our Gemara, which is not the way we learned. Now, there's another way, even on the Shasak Mitchila Vatzoif, there's another way to learn our Gemara. What's this other way? Let's turn to the Rajma. The Rajma says, do we have time to go through this Rajma? Maybe we do. Okay. The Rajma has a question. It's a little cheshbon, we have to figure it out. Okay. The Rajma has a question. The Rajma says that, okay, what's the halacha in the Joe's quake case? If a person is shasak v'lebesoyf tzavach, not in front of Beis Din. In other words, if it's in Beis Din, is that the reason why he's quiet? How about if it's not in front of Beis Din? If he's quiet and then he screams not in front of Bezin, what's halacha? What?
Too bad.
So the first shot the Raz brings down, well, too bad. The Svara, why he keeps quiet, right? That's why he kept quiet, because the rabbis were witnessing it. If it's not in front of Bezin, the rabbis did not witness anything, so why didn't you scream? Clearly, that's a shtika kaido. Then the Rabbi says, I disagree. The exact opposite. Not in front of Bezin, I don't have to admit anything. Goodbye, I don't have to say anything. So the whole thing falls off. That's what Rabbi says. Look at number 6. Since Igmar says the reason why we say shtika shosak but say tzavach is not a hayda is because chazalei rabbanon mashma lefnei bezin inu v'ikim rabu said amri dafke b'fnei bezin aber shalai b'fnei bezin apil shosak v'le b'say tzavach even if he shosak b'say tzavach I do it oidelei that my shosak hale chazalei rabbanon. In other words, if not in front of bezin, not only if he's quiet all along, to keep quiet from the beginning, because there's no svara, because shasi le rabbanon. Correct?
But
again, what?
In other words, he doesn't have to say anything because he doesn't because the rabbanon were there, just like in the case of Gaza.
Correct, but if the rabbanon were not there,
then he
should have said something. And the fact he didn't say anything shows he admits it. Right. That's what the Rajba says. The Rajba argues, v'lin yireh the doctor bifnei bezin, who did be in the tzovach mishum nubok and mishpatu? Ba'avle mitzvah kame bezin, lemein and dinei. Avashloi bifnei bezin, meim omik ilegin shlemeidon, dinei amaya tzavach. Okay, the Rajba argues, and he says just the opposite, that if it's not in front of bezin, he doesn't have to protest. What do you want from him? He could have kept quiet all along, and therefore shosak, v'avashloi tzovach, is nothing. What?
If it's in bezin, we know why he kept quiet.
Yeah, but if not
bezin, why would
there's not, who cares? There's nobody here. What I have to protest for?
But that's counter to Rabbeinu.
Why the counter to Rabbeinu?
Because Rabbeinu specifically says that...
Bifnei bezin.
But he says if he was shosak...
Only bifnei bezin.
But he says there are two ways... It's only if he says I was quiet...
I know. So that's the first shot. It's only just in front of Bezin. It's not in front of Bezin. They got to not say anything to begin with.
No, but he said even in front of Bezin, according to Rav Zeira.
That's the first shot.
No,
we
can
still argue. What?
Right.
We
can say Rav Zeira is
only in front of Bezin. But Rav Zeira says even in front of Bezin, there are two ways to look at it.
If Shosak would have said Shosak. I know.
Right.
But that whole question.
But if he doesn't say he was quiet because
correct.
Of Bezin, he loses it even with Bezin
correct.
There.
Correct. But maybe this whole but question is only in front of Bezin. Shalem
right.
If the whole thing doesn't apply. That's the two tzadim in the Rasba. Okay? Listen, this is real Eon Rasba Rishon in the Sugya. I feel bad for everybody else because my head is spinning and I was working this for the last 2 days. Everybody else just comes like this. You guys are all brilliant because you come straight from work and you go and put your head into this very hard. Okay, says the Rajma, let's just go through the last point. The Rajma says, I'll prove to you that I'm right and not my Rebbeim are right. Why? In other words, why can't you say that our scenario is talking about, right? Why does the Gemara have to say that when the Gemara says one guy grabs it, it must be talking about shasak v'blusayf tzavach. If my rebbeim are right, that if a guy grabbed it, shaloi v'fnei bezdin, then everybody agrees that such a scenario, it belongs to
the guy who grabbed it.
So why can you say that case that the Bryce is talking about? Not the Zeta's case. The Zeta's case, if he does it in front of Bezdin. If you tell me if you grab it, shaloi v'fnei bezdin, then even if you kept quiet, scream, and then you screamed, it's not going to help. So why can't the Bryce be talking about such a case? Says the Rajba, that's not a kasha. Why? You can't say that the reason why the Brisa didn't say that, talking about when he grabbed it, shalai b'fnei bezdin, because he agrees that's not going to also push it. That's also push the case to give me such a case. So Nachum says, what do you mean that's also push it? What's the other case that's for sure push it? What's for sure, Pashut, that the Brisa couldn't have mentioned that?
What other cases left that for sure it's pashut that it belongs to the guy who grabbed it? No, the Rashi says, don't say the case where he grabbed it shalai b'fnei bezin, because that's also pashut that it belongs to the guy who grabbed it. Says the Rashi, also pashut. Another case, which is for sure pashut, also pashut that it belongs to the guy who grabbed it. What case could that be? No, because that's a raya. Rashi says, don't say that case. So what other case is there? Says the Nachum, there's only one other case. If he grabbed it, and the guy was shoysi from beginning to last, that's for sure pashut that it belongs to the guy who grabbed it. So Rashi says, not only the guy grabbed it and it was quiet from beginning to end, it belongs to him, but even the case where the guy grabbed it, shalai b'fnei bezin, also pashut that it belongs to the guy who grabbed it. Right, both these cases are pshita. Says the Rashi, says the Nachum, wait a second. But if the guy grabs it, and the other person was quiet from the beginning, and that's pashut that it belongs to that guy, but our b'risa says, wait a second. If the guy was shaysi from beginning to end, Rishma says, raya doesn't help. Says if nothing, the Rashi holds that even if he grabbed it and the guy's quiet from beginning to end, raya is going to help. Command him, dummy. He had proved it from the word, the one word of the Rashi, the Hanami Pita, that means there are two scenarios. That's his case. That's his question. If you got the Chesbun, fine. If not, let's just get the lungs. Do you hear what he's saying? What? Because what's Hanami Pita? Meaning, don't say the case where he grabbed it, Shalai B'fnei Bezdin, because that's also Pashit, that it belongs to the guy who grabbed it. What do you mean also Pashit? There's another case that's Pashit? Well, what other case is Pashit? Not our case, of Zayna's case, because that's our question. You want to be doichet of there and say, no, not these cases, because these cases are pashut. There's only one other case. The guy shot that from beginning to end. So we see the guy shot from beginning to end. Pashut, it belongs to the guy who grabbed it. And still, it would fit into the scenario of Amitichel of Raya. Why does Raya help? Adam's not going to help.
It says the
Raya's not talking about the case because it's pashut.
Because it's pashut, but the Moisei L'Chavei Valar is going on this case.
So that's his kasha.
Why is that a kasha?
Because we see that even if the guy is shot that from beginning to end, Aiden would help. I'm going to put another guy in. It would fit into. Why? Whoa, okay. We're going to get to that. I upstaged you and I showed you shot at the side sabach doesn't mean shtika, it means not tzvicha. Now I'm going to show you that shot at mitchila basoif also does not mean shtika kaidah, and even Aiden is going to help. That's what he proves in Rashi, and explain the reason why. Let's see number 7. Look in 7. Uve emes. Shemedivah Rashi meduyek. From the Rashi we see, Dafila b'shosak, mitchila v'atsoif, mahani edin. Eko's gonna help. The Barash b'usayit v'av hoisif. He added. V'doichek ulema. Dimshumachel of muachi. The nine kita, that it cannot be talking about a case where he admitted outside of Bezdin. According to the Rabbi Yosef, because that's the pasha that it belongs to the guy who grabbed it. What else is Pashut? The reason we don't say the Brisa is talking about Shoseng Mitzchil Vatsoif, that's Pashut. If he Shoseng Mitzchil Vatsoif, sure it belongs to the guy who grabbed it. As the Rav says, Rashi, V'hakos V'rashi, the B'derech Yesh Leima, the Gam Shoseng Mitzchil Vatsoif, who Pshita. Two cases of Pashut. One is Shoseg Mitzchil Vatsoif, he's quiet all along, belongs to the guy who grabbed it, that's Pashut wants to say that. And even if he shot himself somewhere outside of Bezdin, according to the Rabbi Yosef. V'im Kainim Advarim, if what I'm saying is correct, Nimsinu L'Medim, the Rashi Polik Al HaRitva, Linus Shoseg Mitzchil Vatsoif. The Ritva Kosas, the Tam Lemitzi Lugmin of Vaisu Shoseg Mitzchil Vatsoif, Shulchan Lemahana Edim. The Ritva says the reason why the Vaisu cannot be talking about Mitzchil Vatsoif, be quiet, because then Adam is not going to help. The Brisa says, Mitzchil Vagaya, that means Adam. The Ritva says, Adam doesn't help. Vagad Vesvirele, the Gam Bezemahani Adam. Because that's Poshet, you don't have to say that case. So there's a Machlekes, he pulled out the Machlekes, rather than the Ritva, in the case where the guy's quiet from beginning to end, the guy's quiet from beginning to end, then in such a case, according to Ritva, no, that can't be, because that's not the Machlekes of Raya, Edim, because the Hojo's body commanded on me, and the Rav says, that cannot be, because that's too Poshet to say that case, that cannot be the Chiddush in the Brisa. Comes to Nachum and says, why should that be?
After all, if the guy is moider, or do you idolay, how he does maldin, kemeidim dami, why do we say Adam helps? After all, how he does maldin helps more than Adam, what's the shot? Says of Nachum, and he has a raya from the Rashi, I'm skipped the Rashi, not relevant, the first Rashi, the first Rashi we started with, says of Nachum very, very correct. He said like this, massive chiddush. People think Hadad Badin Kemeidim Dami means I admit, so it's more than Adam. Right? That's what it is. It's a Hadad, like we learned. Hischaivus, Nemonis, right? That's what we learned. Hischaivus, Nemonis, the two ways of learning Hadad Badin. Says Ibn Lachem, no. Maybe Hadad Badin Kemeidim Dami only means that discards my Hischaivus. What I said before, that is not true. My previous taina, what I said before on this item, that part I'm taking back. That's all Hagav Badin Kemeidim Dami means. Means that before I said Kula Shali, and now I'm Oida, all it means is I'm not saying Kula Shali anymore. Not more than that. That is Hagav Badin Kemeidim Dami in every scenario. I'm not admitting that it's yours. I'm just not saying what I said before. That's what Nachum says. That's the chiddush. What's the raya? Because Rashi says that Hodos Badin is Asher Yoimar Ki Huzeh. That means I have to admit to you what I said. Asher Yoimar Ki Huzeh. I'm being moider now what I said. But if my Hodos is not because I'm moider now, but it's only through inference that I kept quiet, so I'm not saying anything to you now. All it means is don't believe what I said before. That's the main key, by the way. I forgot to mention that. Look at number 10. Ulukhayri yishlum mitivarad reilu. Dafilu b'shofen mitkhil vatsoif. Ein kan teres vado gmura laminu kemeidim. Ulukachim yachin oge edim. Shishlo yizke momen. Hoidot vadim doesn't mean that it's yours. Why? With time those yishlum. Listen to this. Let's read it together. The rad besvir alei. The chol din hoidot vadim kemeidim domi. Hu rak b'moide lehedya. We don't say that vadim. If I say, this is yours. The Bachi Ariko, I admit it's yours. Aval the Gavne, Shahab Baldin, Loi Hoide Befeirush, in a case where the Baldin doesn't say it's yours. He's not Moide, he does Baldin. Ela Shosak, he's quiet. Vanon Mefashin on the Shtikase Kaido. Then we say when he's quiet, Kaido, Lesle Nemonus, Kemeirin Rambin. There's no Hoidos Baldin. Nupshat, sorry. Meaning, Hoidos Baldin, Shtika Kaido is not going to make Hadad Badin Kemeidim Dami. One second. What is it then? What is Shtika Kaido? The Gemara says, do you delay? And again, that's all it means. In other words, if I'm moider to you, that's Hadad Badin Kemeidim Dami. Asher Yemak Yuzeh, Hadad Badin. Shtika Kaido doesn't make that I'm saying there's no Hadad Badin. It's just inferring that he's moider. That's not Hadad Badin. So what is it, yes? Says Nachum, the shtika kaido. So what is the shtika kaido nira? The alpha gav the loy mehemim lekem meyedim. We don't believe you're like 280. There's no nemonus of haidah badin. When you keep quiet, shtika kaido does not mean haidah badin. I'm not saying anything. Mikomakon kol heicha sheecha binayu haidah ledivrei chaveroi. When he's quiet, hareyu chayzeboy mitanosay harishayna shetoan kula shli. So kishmak, so correct. When a person keeps quiet, shtika kaida, there's no haidah badin. So what is it? Yes, I'm shoyser. That means that I'm moider. That means that what I said before kula shali,
okay,
that not.
So wait, can he,
how does that help?
Wait a second.
How does he bring aid in that kula?
So therefore, what?
How does he bring aid in that kula?
Right, if I withdrew my claim, then how can I bring aid in
that kula? You're no longer saying
kula. One second, so if I don't say, wait. But it's not how it does, but in Kemeidim Dami. That's like, so all it is, I'm not saying my original claim. Wait. So my original claim is not correct? Now you have a talus, and we look at a talus now. Both of them are holding on to it. You say kula shali. I say nothing. Who do we give it to? We give it to you. But how about you another eye? If I bring Aiden, I can take it back from you.
Only half.
Of course, the Tumah only half. But if you says Hoidos Badin, you can't get anything. If you shot that, then it can't be our brayser because you don't get it. Hoidos Badin can be Aiden Dami. Says nothing. That's only Hoidos. Not a speaker Hoidos. He's not going to make a Hoidos. When I'm quiet, that's not being Moida.
Och shtikta gaida means there's no hoidos badin. I think Mar says do you delay? But your delay just means that what I said before is not correct. Mimela you take it. How much will I have? I bring Adam, I can connect it. So correct. I think that's by the way chat, he doesn't say that. So correct, so beautiful. And by the way, that's not in the Rashi.
Wait, according to that shot, why should the guy grab to get more than half?
What? Because if he says foolishly,
I withdrew my claim that it's all mine. So, but I didn't withdraw a claim that it's at least half.
No. When I'm shotzak and you say foolishly, then my original claim is not true, and then
right,
you have
so it's not cool. So
and then you say foolishly, and I say nothing. So it's yours. But only midin hoydos badin. So what Reb Nachum did really, I see the way his mind works. When he did for shasak and b'sayim tzavach, he did also for shasak meikara. That it's not considered a vada heida. Not shasak meikara b'sayim tzavach is not like that. And even a shasak meikara according to the Rashba is not a vada heida.
You've watered down shtikla does so much. Then why do you even have to come out the case of shtikla b'sayim tzavach? Every shtikla is really the way we understood shtikla b'sayim tzavach according to this.
According to this draft, the way he understood shasak v'blasayim tzavach originally. Correct, according to this, that's what the Rashi says. But excuse me, isn't that what the Rashi says? The both cases are Yavi Aden. That's exactly what the Rashi says. The Rashi was Mechalik between both cases. But the Rashi was not. The Rashi in both cases, we still said the case of Amos Mechalav
Arayim.
Aden would work.
So there's no difference between Shtika the whole time and Shtika Vachar Tzavah.
According to Shulchan Aruch, what's not from here?
Whether or not you can bring
Aiden. Okay, okay. Right. And Rasmus, they're both things against.
Right.
Okay. So he's just saying
shot in
the Rasmus.
You make the
Gemara
much more simple then.
He's just saying, no, he's just saying shot in the Rasmus. That's what he's saying. You're right.
But he's saying you can bring Aiden
in both. In both cases, you can bring Aiden. That's what Rasmus is saying.
Not only
open that in the case of Kihuza. Yeah. Hadad real Hadad Badin, Kihuza.
Not quite. If he says yes, it's all yours. Then
yeah, then not. Only from the Shtika Kaidah part. Then we have an inference. It's a whole new way of learning the Gemara. It's so beautiful. This is what they're busy with. Understanding the Rishonim, the understanding the Gemara, no major Chidushim, no major Pilpulim, just understanding the Gemara. Now, by the way, if you want to read inside, Dine, Zeh Pashas. He explains a little bit further. It's worthwhile to see it. The Chol Dine, the Shnaim Oichazin, who rak b'chiyai gavne, shekol echo toim kulashim, umachlik zetalas la'atmoy. Abba begaven in a case where echo minai ton kulishli va'achel ton midi, the other guy keeps quiet. Lechas mi lekemuch the klal v'chol atalis having becheskas atayim kulishli u'ma'aten yera shezeh oged the midi midon the neish mikol kol achat atayim kulishli each one says kulishli mikol mukam neshati mitchila v'asayif harayu chay v'nosse rishayna v'nimse the chayis botol din in the shayim erzin v'atayke v'choshev kemuch the gichidi u'lochim chaz rishim v'idasay v'ton kulishli ein lozim yara tayke v'amishkan av'raya. Well, that's the yal yesh lefaris within shtika kaido b'chol mokaim. That's what he says. Shtika kaido le'ais atzal le'matzrosi mefurish sheb the shtika kaido mehenda lekem eidim. Massive kiddush. That every shtika kaido doesn't mean like 100 eidim. So the footnote in the brown brings a raya from the sort of kiveiger that yes I get, but that's the kiddush of nachum. What? One second. I want to add on. By the way, now I know where Rashi says the whole Gemara scenario is only before you are nishba. Because once you're nishba, then what am I saying? What I said before is not true. You may know that it's true. So if you are nishba, then even if you shosak mitchila vatsoif, clearly it's not going to help. Because the shvua, then the whole Gemara doesn't apply. The shvua makes that my timing correct. Can't say afterwards I didn't mean it because my shvua.
Once you make a shvua, of course
you're
quiet.
I was
sworn.
So you can say pasuk shal. Once I swore, then what's the reason for me to protest?
Right.
I'm saying more than that. The whole svara that shtika kaidah, even the shtika kaidah of Reb Nachum, doesn't apply once you make a shvua. Once I make a shvua, I already swore that what I said is correct. So what are you telling me now that when I'm shaysik, it's like I'm taking back my time? Doesn't apply. Different Rashi. You're right. I don't think I'm onto that pasuk, but I think that's what Rashi points out. The shvua applies. So what we thought was a simple gemara. Shasak, Tzavach, in between, Reb Nachum turned it all the way around. Shasak beside Tzavach does not mean shtika, but rather means not screaming, not ganav, not protesting. And Shasak Mikara doesn't even mean Haidah, it just means that I'm taking away my timer, and therefore in both cases, Adim would help. And that's exactly what the Rambam says. Okay. This is just the beginning from the sugya. This is
Tough sugya.